USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A record number of Americans are traveling this holiday season, and many of them are facing bad weather as they hit the road and the skies. Heavy rain and strong winds continue to sweep across Southern California. Rainfall led to flooding and evacuations in parts of South Carolina. And in South Florida, flash flooding forced a brief shutdown at Fort Lauderdale International Airport. Airport delays were also a problem in Chicago after the National Weather Service said dense freezing fog developed overnight. The FAA grounded flights for a short time at Chicago's O'Hare and Midway International Airports until the fog cleared. AAA estimates that more than 115 million Americans will travel this holiday season, a 3.9% increase over last year. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Police have arrested more than 200 people and seized several high-powered weapons after a major drug bust in North Philadelphia. The arrest happened over the course of several days. Officials reportedly received tips from people about drug deals happening right in front of them. Police said 200 people were arrested on drugs and weapon violations. Police, working with federal drug enforcement agents and the FBI, confiscated drugs including cocaine, crack, marijuana, heroin, and other hard drugs with a street value of more than $700,000, and they also seized over $150,000 in cash. Boeing's CEO Dennis Muilenburg was fired a week after the company announced it planned to suspend production of its troubled 737 MAX airplanes, which were grounded after two crashes killed 346 people. Muilenburg, who had been CEO since 2015, will be replaced by Boeing chairman David Calhoun. Boeing stock jumped more than 3% immediately after the announcement. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Two Bahraini dissidents could be handed death sentences on Christmas Day in a bid by Bahrain to bury controversial news. Mohammed Ramadan and Hussein Musa were convicted in 2014 for a bomb attack that killed a politician and a policeman in trials marred by allegations of torture and inadequate legal representation. International rights groups, including Reprieve Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, are testifying. The pair have denied the allegation, their arrest coming amid a sweeping crackdown on dissidents after pro-democracy protests rocked the U.S. Gulf ally between 2011 and 2014. Catalogs. You know, those glossy paper and ink offerings of outdoor apparel, kitchenware, and fruit baskets are not quite headed for the recycling bin of history. A 1-2 punch of postal rate increases and the Great Recession had sharply cut their numbers. Common wisdom had everything retail-related moving online. But the industry rebound appears in the works, fueled by what might be an unlikely group. Younger shoppers, who sometimes find it easier and more satisfying, even nostalgic, flipping the pages rather than clicking links. Industry experts say all of those catalogs crammed into mailboxes this holiday season are a sign that mailings have stabilized and may even be growing after a decline of over 40% since the Great Recession. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.